I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A research program is underway at Southern Illinois University to study industrial hemp, which was legalized under state law in August. Karen Midden is the interim dean of the College of Agricultural Sciences at SIU Carbondale. She says the goal is to help answer questions for farmers.
We're just going to be looking at using hemp in crop rotation with other crops such as corn or soybeans, looking at best practices and optimal growing conditions and what the environmental impact might be.
Midden says they hope to start planting industrial hemp in the spring. In other news, driving drunk is illegal, but so is driving high. As Illinois considers legalizing recreational marijuana, Madeline Beck has more on what that could mean for patrol officers who don't have breathalyzers to accurately test for cannabis.
One thing to note, driving while high isn't new. So even if Illinois legalized marijuana and rates of driving high go up a bit, officers have dealt with that type of impairment for decades using roadside sobriety tests. In Illinois, patrol officers all had to get advanced roadside impairment driving enforcement training around when Illinois medical marijuana started hitting the shelves in 2015. That's according to Illinois State Police Master Sergeant Mike Link.
Our goal is to remove the impaired driver from the roadway, regardless of what's causing the impairment.
A 2017 Department of Transportation study showed that while drunk drivers drove fast and took more risks, drivers high on cannabis largely drove slower and more carefully, attempting to mitigate how impaired they felt.
That was Illinois Newsroom's Madeline Beck. Tel Aviv University is the first international partner in a research center led by the University of Illinois. The agreement with the Israeli school was signed Friday. Tel Aviv will help guide development and participate in educational and research programs at the Discovery Partners Institute. The downtown Chicago facility is scheduled to open in 2021 and will house more than 100 researchers conducting work in healthcare, cybersecurity, and the environment. Tel Aviv University joins other academic partners, including Northwestern University and the University of Chicago, all rank on Reuters' list of the world's 100 most innovative universities. And four Illinois cities are getting nearly $14 million to reduce hazards from lead-based paint in low-income housing. They are Galesburg, Chicago, Moline, and Kankakee. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois' junior senator has advice for incoming members of Congress from Illinois. She says, trust your gut. Duckworth says people in Illinois' 14th and 6th congressional districts selected Lauren Underwood and Sean Casten for a reason. She says they should remember that.
Live up to the promises that you made on the campaign trail and be yourself, and don't be afraid to trust your gut and do what you think is right. And that means if you have to buck leadership to do it, then you buck leadership to do it.
Tammy Duckworth made her comments on the 21st show last week. Indiana's efforts to eradicate wild industrial hemp will soon come to an end as cultivation of the plant could follow. Congressional approval of the latest farm bill legalizes industrial hemp. The plant is related to marijuana but has negligible levels of the psychoactive compound THC. The South Bend Tribune reports that Indiana lawmakers this year approved the use of CBD oil from the plant. Advocates say they believe they'll approve hemp cultivation as early as next spring. Republican Senator Blake Doriot supports hemp production. His interest grew from his belief that CBD oil might have helped his son struggle with childhood epilepsy. Back in Illinois, as more cases of hepatitis A continue to pop up, state public health officials are urging people at risk to be vaccinated. So far this year in Illinois, there have been 75 cases of Hep A that can cause liver damage. It's just a bit above normal, but Public Health Director Dr. Nirav Shah says a recent outbreak is concerning. He says the infection is most commonly spread through food. I'm Jennifer Fuller.